Hey, Maurice, how are you doing?
Yes, very, very well. And happy morning, everyone.
And so last night, or two nights ago, we had Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. So I don't know much about this. Can you tell me a bit about what it is?
I certainly can. So Apple has two major conferences every year. The one that they had the other night, their time, not ours, was called the WWDC, the Worldwide Developers Conference, and that is for all the developers. It's not necessarily where they announce new hardware, although occasionally they do, but it's more about what Apple thinks their direction might be, the sorts of new toys that they might put inside hardware, and the sorts of things they think are important for developers, people that make products and services for the Apples should know about. And the one most people get to know about is the one in September, and that's where they announce the hardware.
And what grabbed your attention the most in this conference?
It's always good to look at it because, as I said, this is about telling the developers, people who are making stuff that we're going to use eventually, what they want them to make, because this is what they think their phones and their iPads and their computers are going to use. The first one, no surprise, was called AI, but Apple being Apple, being wonderful, have changed what AI means from artificial intelligence to Apple intelligence. So they've renamed it, and what they've said is that inside all of their gear, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter whether it's the iPhone, the iPad, or any of the computers, there's going to be a whole lot of integrated Apple intelligence. They want to make it a personal experience so that when you use your phone, Atlas, as against me using my phone, you get two really different experiences, neither better or worse, but one's really about you and the way you use it and the people you talk to and what's important to you, and the other one's exactly the same, but just for me.
So how does that fit with the bigger picture of technology?
Well, what Apple's doing is taking the bob each way. They are a very, very large company. We love them to death. And when they do something, we follow them. So we buy the iPhones, we buy the equipment. But the one thing that they don't have or haven't done for themselves is artificial intelligence. Microsoft's had a crack at it. Most of the big developers have had a crack at it. Apple hasn't. So this is saying that even though we don't yet have, and this wasn't their words, but even though we don't have an Apple intelligence, AI specific, we're going to take what's on the market, we're going to Appleize it, we're going to do things which are really different, and we're going to give you the same great experience you're used to, but in a completely new way by it being made just for you every time you pick up your device, every time you do something. So we're going to see in Apple Intelligence, it's going to look at our emails, for instance, it's going to help us to answer them, it's going to help us to summarize it. When we go to look up a search on our iPhones or our iMac, on our Macs or whatever else, it'll help us to work through that great big web, bring in what's important, summarize it, give us notes on it, do what we want with it. With pictures, it's going to make it easy for us to be able to reorganize a picture, to adjust it, to put things in and out that we want. That's where they're really headed.
So with all of that coming to light, should we be rushing out to go and get the newest iPhone?
My answer over the last 5, 6, 7 years has been consistent. The days where we're seeing wholesale changes in any device, whether it's software or hardware, have gone. In other words, the iPhone we bought last year is completely different from the one we're buying now. That's not true anymore. So mostly now it's about whether, firstly, you're the kind of person who just wants the upgrade and there's no new phone yet, there will be in September, in which case the answer is yes. But for the vast, vast majority of people, we're really now just buying phones, we're buying new equipment, whatever it is, when the piece of equipment we have no longer serves purpose. It's dying or too slow or too cumbersome, and then we upgrade. And that tends to be the vast majority, 80, 90% of people now upgrade simply for a utilitarian purpose, not necessarily to catch up with the latest and greatest.
Thank you so much for that insight today, Maurice.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com on Albany 783 MMM. Perfect.